Forgive to receive forgiveness. Another way of foregoing judgment is to forgive those who have trespassed against us. This is even deeper than behavioral repentance, and it flows naturally from having a broken heart and a contrite spirit. When we forgive those who sin against us, especially when they are unrepentant, we are giving grace. The Scriptures tell us, we shall receive grace for grace. And I believe that one interpretation of that passage suggests that we can receive grace only as we give grace. Imagine the purification that takes place in a person's soul when he or she follows the example of Christ as he suffered on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Imagine the growth and the reservoir of spiritual power that opens to a person who reaches that level of sacrifice. Forgiving others forges a bond between us that enhances our love. As the Savior said to the woman who washed his feet, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Forgiveness and love go hand in hand, both in our relationships with God and in our interactions with other people. I've thought a lot about empathy, which is understanding someone else from that person's frame of reference. In literally hundreds of settings over the years, I have found this the most challenging and difficult of tasks. For one thing, it takes great internal security to risk that level of openness. Sympathy is relatively easy compared to empathy, because in sympathy, you have had the experience and can therefore relate to what the other person is going through. But in empathy, whether you've had the experience or not, you figuratively leave your consciousness and enter the consciousness of another so that you understand the other person intellectually and emotionally. The atonement of Christ was the greatest expression of empathy because even though the Savior never sinned, he so empathized with us as to know our sins and suffer for them, both in body and spirit. However, his suffering has no force unless we repent, which includes our suffering. As President Spencer W. Kimball said, repentance means suffering. If a person hasn't suffered, he hasn't repented. Close quote. But the suffering of repentance is different in kind from suffering without repentance. When we repent, the Savior suffers for our sins, and we suffer in changing our lives, our thinking, our hearts, in going through profound godly sorrow. That is part of our progression along the path.